Well, welcome back to Spiritual Awareness with Pastor Davenport upon this beautiful Sabbath day. If you're new to our broadcast, we are an Arizona 501c3 nonprofit prayer ministry, a spirit-filled, Bible-believing beacon of light, a non-denominational ministry that serves the Lord Jesus Christ both from Gospel of Faith Church in Ash Fork, Arizona, as well as from the worldwide broadcast studio right here in Fort Mojave, Arizona. We are now broadcasting to over 31 different countries and provinces around the world. So wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice, I want to welcome you on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ to this broadcast. Today, being Thanksgiving weekend, I want to talk to you today about being thankful. Just being thankful that we know the Lord Jesus Christ and that we have Him in our hearts, that His blood runs through our veins. I want to talk today because many families got together over Thanksgiving, but I want to talk and I want to pray for those of you that are homebound, those of you that may not have your families with you, those of you that are perhaps in the hospital or in a rehabilitation center somewhere, or you just maybe don't have family with you, or those that are sick or healing. Let's pray. Father, we come before you boldly and confidently, knowing that you are not some man that is merely flesh and blood, but that you are our Heavenly Father. You are God, the Creator, that watch over us. And by your word, you perform it. And therefore, Father, we bring before you those who are homebound, those that are ill, those that are in the hospitals, those that are in nursing homes, those that are in rehabilitation centers all over the world, those that cannot get out, those that are ill, whether it be mentally or physically. And Father, by the authority of your word, we know without a doubt that it is your will for these people, these children, these babies, these adults, to be made completely whole and restored in Jesus' name. We know, Father, that Satan comes against your handiwork. And we know that you are the God of miracles, the God of love, the God of power, the God of might. And through your redemptive plan, what Jesus did on the cross and in the pits of hell for us, we, your people, are redeemed from the curse of the law. The law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made us free from the laws of sin and that of death, hell, and the grave. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all that satanic forces. So today, this Thanksgiving weekend, we bring these people before your throne of grace who have been attacked mercifully, mentally and physically, by Satan and his hordes. We intercede, Lord God, on behalf of them and their families and their loved ones. Devil, we speak to you and to the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in heavenly places, and we bind you, and we loose them from your assignments against these people. In the mighty name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, in the mighty name of Jesus, release them. You can no longer harass or hinder these people who right now have that opportunity this day to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. We bind and doubt, unbelief, fear, tradition, discouragement, depression, anxiety, oppression from operating against these people, these parents, these children, these individuals that are involved. Right now, we loose their souls, their spirits. Father, we pray for born-again, spirit-filled people in positions of authority, administrators, teachers, doctors, nurses, orderlies, attendants, volunteers. We pray that men and women of integrity, blameless and complete in your sight, remain in these positions, but that the wicked be cut off. They'd be cut off. And the treacherous be rooted out. Father, we pray for the labors of the harvest to go forth in the name of Jesus, preaching the good news to the lost and to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We pray that you would quicken these people to your word, and that they be filled with the wisdom and the revelation of knowledge concerning the integrity of your word, speaking faith-filled words and doing faith-filled actions. Praise Jesus. Coming together around those that are homebound, that are in the hospitals, the rest homes, those that are sick, those that are dying, yes, and speaking the word of God in comfort to those that are in need to hear the word of God. We pray to you, Father, in thankfulness on this, the Thanksgiving week. Be with the church and all that we love. Fill their hearts, not with loneliness, but let that heart be filled, knowing that we today are praying. They may not even know us, but let them know, let that heart be filled with the love of the Lord, that we are praying, that we love them, and they're not alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, as we speak of loving one another and feeling that love, when I first started Gospel Faith Church, I had a little red songbook, and that's what we started. It was just little teeny songs. And one of those songs was called I Love You With the Love of the Lord. And as I was saying the prayer, the Lord was putting that song on me. And it was just a little song. It went, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. And you know, for this Thanksgiving week, and I really was going to try to do this for Thanksgiving Day and put it out, but then most of you would not even check until Sunday. But I really think that this is a time, and for those of you that are homebound or in the hospital or in a rest home or wherever, may not be able to get to a computer or your phone or whatever. And I really want this to go out. and like Las Fuentes and some of those rest homes, I put that out. And so they're getting people together today and putting them in their group area, and they're going to play it today. So, but I want people to understand through this broadcast that Jesus Christ loves them. God loves you. And whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whether it's every single day of our lives, that's the message of the Bible. That's the message of Christ, that God loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever calls upon his name shall be saved. Now, before we begin, I do this at every broadcast. I do it when I go over to church. If you have your Bibles, and many of you may not have a Bible there, wherever you may be, but if you have your Bible, or if there's a Bible in your room in the hospital or wherever you are, grab a Bible, hold it in your hand. If you can lift it up towards heaven, that's fine. If you can't, just hold it in your hand and just kind of repeat after me. This is my Bible. Just go ahead and say it out loud so God will hear you. This is my Bible. It is the infallible Word of God. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I'll boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. Today, our memory verse comes from Psalms 100, verse 4. Psalms, the book of Psalms, 100, verse 4. And I always go in the King James Version. So, Psalms 100, verse 4. It says, enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So as we have gathered together for this Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving weekend, many of our loved ones may be alone. Many may be in hospitals or in rehabilitation facilities like Brother Al or Sister Linda, or several others whom are homebound and cannot get out or have no one to celebrate Thanksgiving with. But is it all about turkey? Again, our memory verse. The Bible says in Psalms 104, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his names. How many of you out there that are listening today have you ever heard the phrase, no good deed goes unpunished? Sadly, this is too often a true statement. The reason this is too often true is because those who the good deed is bestowed upon are unthankful. And that's what I want to talk about today. Unthankfulness. You know, when my mom, we all called her grandma in the church. When my mom, Thelma, was at Las Fuentes, she was there quite a while. Very few people went to see her. Very few people, even from the church. Everyone loved her when she was at the church, but very few went to bother to go see her. And she felt so lonesome, so lonely. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Here the great apostle Paul is writing to his son in the gospel, Timothy. In chapter 3, Paul warns Timothy that in the last days there would come a spirit into the world that would cause much trouble for the church. Now, wherever you are right now, I want you to think about what's going on in the world around us. And I'm going to read that little paragraph that I wrote one more time. In 2 Timothy, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy." I'm going to read that paragraph. Here the great Apostle Paul is writing to his son in the gospel, Timothy. And in chapter 3, Paul warns Timothy that in the last days there would come a spirit into the world that would cause much trouble for the church. Here in verse 2, he's telling Timothy that among the lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and unholy would be people who were unthankful. Unthankful. I was at Walmart and I saw people headed to the lines trying to rush to get their groceries for Thanksgiving, and they were pushing carts out of the way, pushing people out of the way. One was a little old lady. One may never expect that unthankful people would receive such a harsh judgment. And I wonder, is being unthankful really be such a bad thing? Why put it right before unholy in verse 2? In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." Hebrews 12, 14. "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man," and woman, I'm paraphrasing, "shall see the Lord." So if a lack of holiness would keep one from seeing the Lord, what would be the result of being unthankful? One thing is true in every circle, and that is that not everyone appreciates what you do for them. No matter how hard you try to please some people, they are never going to completely appreciate what you've done, or at least the effort that you put into everything. You know, my office, we get people that can't pay their rent. They're in eviction. And one of the requirements I ask is that if our board of directors says, yes, we'll pay this one's back rent, and we pay it, one of the things we ask is that you would send a letter thanking the board of directors for paying your back rent. Very seldom do we get that letter. Very seldom does anyone write a letter of gratitude saying, thank you, I was about to be evicted and, you know, you came through and paid my rent. And it does upset me. And once we paid their rent, we never see them again. It bothers me. So no matter how hard you try to please some people, they are never going to completely appreciate what you've done, or at least the effort you've put into something. There are some people in this world that, and even in a church, who are simply unthankful people. They're simply unthankful. You know, I've heard people pray for their food and say, "For these gifts, we ask you to make us truly thankful." If they only knew what they were saying when they say that. Being thankful is not a natural state of mind for most people. Being thankful comes from knowing want. It comes from not having. So a woman will be thankful for the husband she has when she understands what it means to not have a good husband. A man will be thankful for his job he has when he has gone through a long period of time where he had no job. Being broke teaches you how to be thankful. Being sick teaches you how to be thankful for painless days. Near-death sickness teaches you how to be thankful for each and every day that you have of good health. Being lonely teaches you how to be thankful for someone who goes out of their way to be your friend. You see, thankful people are usually people who have been down the road of adversity. They're people who know what it means to struggle. They are people who have not had the world handed to them on a silver platter, right? They've worked hard to get where they are at. They've endured much expense and labor to reach a certain place in their life where they are. And they did all that they could. And when they failed, they prayed to Jesus before the help came. So they know where their help actually comes from. It comes from Jesus. The Bible sets unthankful people apart from the thankful people. It lets us know that to be thankful is a sin, or to be unthankful, excuse me, is a sin. A grievous sin, as it should be. When someone does something for you, the response of your heart and your lips should be thank you. Whether it's God, your next door neighbor, someone in the church, or even a complete stranger. When someone gives you something that belongs to them, time, money, prayer, love, the response should be thankfulness. And our thanks should always be directed to the Lord. In Ephesians 5, verse 20, King James Version says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and to the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything, every good day, every pay raise, every good doctor report, every help, every encouragement, every big and every little thing that encourages and blesses our life, we should always be thankful to God for. Without that thankfulness, we almost assuredly hinder the workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In the book of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 17, verse 12 through 19, King James Version, and as he entered into the certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. What an amazing miracle. What an amazing testimony. Leprosy in that day was thought to be a disease that came from extreme filth. Lepers, people were not even allowed to walk on the same side of the street as everyone else. When they walked into towns or around other people, they had to holler out, unclean, unclean. Can you imagine the social stigma that these 10 men faced every day of their lives? They were unable to even be around their own families. They had to watch their children grow up from a distance. They lived in colonies with other lepers. People were surrounded every day with the sickness of others and the stench of their own disease. So these 10 men cry out to Jesus for their healing, and he healed them. But of the 10 men who were healed, only one was truly thankful. He wasn't in a hurry to go show himself off to the priest so he could be admitted back into society and to his family. So I want you to look at this with me. And one of them, verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice he glorified God, and he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. While the 9 unthankful went on their way, this one man falls on his face at the feet of Jesus, and he cries out with a loud voice in thanksgiving, glorifying God. And Jesus noticed a distinct difference between this man and the other nine. And Jesus answered in verse 17, and Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 of that were cleansed? But where are the other nine? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this one stranger? And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. So Jesus asked the question, where are the other nine? 10 were cleansed, but only one is thankful. What happened to the other nine? Jesus made mention of the fact that some people appreciate when something good is done to them and some don't. In fact, the percentage of the unthankful people in this account of Jesus' ministry is alarming. 90% of the people in this particular miracle were unthankful. But praise God for that 10%. Thank God for the few that come back and say thank you. If it wasn't for them, I wonder what would happen. I wonder if churches and pastors and good people and even the Lord himself would continue doing good to others if it weren't for that few that do come back and say, thank you. Thank you. You see, every now and then someone says, I really appreciate your help. You have no idea how much your help means to me right now. Thankful people, what a blessing they are. Look what Jesus did for the thankful man that he didn't do for the other nine, men who scurried off in a hurry to get about their lives. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith hath made thee whole. The man was expressing thankfulness. But Jesus accounted it to him for faith. That's powerful. That's powerful. People say all the time, give me more faith. Give me more faith. Maybe we should be more thankful. As many of you know, leprosy causes the flesh to die off on its victims' bodies. Literally, their fingers and their toes and their other extremities fall off. Is a terrible thing. As well, they lose the ability to feel pain, which causes them to do great harm to their bodies without even knowing it most of the time. There's a difference between being healed of leprosy and being made whole, as the thankful man was. Many Bible scholars believe that the original nine men went away healed of leprosy, but still carrying the scars of their sickness, and it's a devastating to their bodies. On the other hand, the thankful man left that day not only healed of the terrible disease, but he was also made whole. In other words, the Lord restored what the sickness stole from him. This could mean even more than his body being restored to its original state, but also his relationship with other people like his family and even his place of status within the community. However you want to look at it, Jesus did something more for that thankful man than he did for the unthankful men. Here is why our worship is so important. It is showing our thankfulness for his love for us and what he has done in our lives. It brings into our lives that reward that Bible talks about, that extra blessing, the added bonus, the thing that not everybody else gets. Why don't you think about what you have to be thankful for on this Sabbath, what I consider the last day of the Thanksgiving weekend? But is it only the Thanksgiving weekend that we should be thankful? No. Why not make a list of the things that the Lord has brought you through and tell Him one more time, thank you? Why not lift our hands and yield ourselves to Him with thanksgiving today? Now, when I called and I talked to several of the nursing homes around, I don't even know how many cities, one of the things they said was they would agree, but it had to be short. Pretty much less than a half hour. So I'm going to close this with a prayer of thanksgiving. If you'd bow your heads. You know, Jesus is the Lord over our spirit, our soul, and our bodies. Jesus has been made into our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. My God supplies all my needs according to His riches and glory. I am the body of Christ. I'm redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore my sicknesses and He carried my diseases in His own body. And by His stripes, say it with me, by His stripes, we are healed. I forbid, say it with me, I forbid any sickness or disease to operate in my body. Every organ, every tissue of my body functions in the perfection in which God created it to function. Christ is my healer. And I am thankful for every breath I breathe to my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're in the hospital, the Lord is blessing you. He's giving you this time to rest, your body to mend, your body to heal. If you're in the nursing home, God is giving you that time that you need. If you're in the rehabilitation center, it is so that your body can heal itself through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. If you're homebound, this broadcast is for you to keep in touch, to hear the Word of God, to email, to stay in touch. We are all thankful for you. And as I sang, not very good, but I sang, we love you in the love of the Lord. Because we see in you the glory of the King. And we love you in the love of the Lord. Now, because this is short, we ask in the name of Jesus that our Heavenly Father, through the love of Christ and the Spirit, that Holy Spirit would come down as we intercede on your behalf. And would touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And we thank Jesus in advance for the healing that you shall receive. You say to me, Pastor, you don't understand. I don't need to understand. Jesus knows. He knows your need. And He's touching you. Through the Holy Spirit, He's touching you right now. I want you to feel that. I want you to feel that. from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I want you to feel that touch of the Holy Spirit. I want you to just start saying, thank you, Jesus, as the Holy Spirit touches you. And know that you know that you know. Just start saying, thank you, Jesus. And feel the touch of the Lord. In His name, the name above all other names, we say, thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. We love you and we thank you for listening today. I hope we reached you. And I hope, and I pray that you'll tune in. You're never alone. We're always with you. As the Lord walks beside you, God bless you all. We love you.